This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Oh, welcome back, my friends. This is, of course, part 3 of our special holiday adventure. Last time, we merely learned that Dr. Philbot was expecting to see Dr. Grease Monkey round the meeting table, but was instead rather disappointed that he or she did not show up to the meeting of the League of Evil Bots. I wonder what that's all about. Perhaps in this next segment, we will indeed learn the answer to this and many other questions. Yes. Yes, I wonder.
You are listening to Robots of the Company, The League of Evil Bots, Part 3, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell and Vince Staden.
So tragically lost his life a very short while ago as he was reporting from near the Darkseer. Rotten Leeches was a friend. Sorry. And a colleague in the reporting world. Rotten or Rotty, as he was known to his friends and others, was a hard-working, honest, and intelligent... too much. Reporter who really cared about the stories and the people he reported on. Blah, 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 blah. He will be sadly... Well, I really shouldn't lie about this. He won't be missed all that much, if at all, really. At least around here. Anyway, next up on the Robot News Network... Backblast, our hard-hitting documentary series, which this week asks the question, was the late news personality Rotten Leeches a corrupt, lazy, dishonest, money-grabbing bastard? Backblast will reveal the shocking truth about Rotten Leeches, Moron Reporter. Hosted by yours truly, tonight at 10, only on RNN.
Who turned that TV on? Well, I don't know who has the news fetish, but we have other, more pressing matters to deal with right now. I believe, Miss Giga, you are about to explain something to all of us about our now very late final member, Dr. Grease Monkey. So, if you would please continue. That is, unless you have something better to do. No? Well, didn't think so. In your own time, Miss Kika.
Well, anyway, as I was saying, I'm just certain that Dr. Grease Monkey will not be attending this meeting today because he or she is dead.
Oh, nuts. Now, well, how can we possibly have a successful operation now? Dr. Greasemonger's part in all this was absolutely crucial.
Can't we just find another evil bot somewhere? I mean, one of my brothers could probably do it.
Are they particularly evil in any way?
Well, Chongo's really just a brainless idiot. Harmless, whimsical, albeit adorable and fun... but pretty brainless. And Derek, while not exactly evil, is pretty annoying most of the time. And that's surely close enough for your needs.
I hate to disagree with you, dearest daughter of mine, but I have to say that Derek simply won't do. He showed such promise when he was a baby bot, but since going off for his upgrade, changing his name from Bundles to Derek Einstein, and becoming super intelligent, He's simply too boring to ever be considered truly evil. What a disappointment. I'm sorry, Dr. Philbot, but he will not do at all.
Hey, what about your friend? What's her name? You know, the one who gave you your start? Made you rich and famous? Till your wife bought divorced you. Took you for everything you had and ruined you and left you in the gutter.
You mean Oakbot?
Yeah, that's the one. What about her? Always figured her for evil.
No, she's too much of a goody two-shoes. Besides, I had her melted down, witch.
I could honestly think of a bot or two that may fit the bill as, well, sort of evil. Sphinx, GD, or even Popsicle may do.
Nope. They were considered and then rejected for not being evil enough. They may be borderline insensitive and their intentions suspect at times, but they are not truly evil, if you know what I mean.
Zimtron, then?
Heck no. He's just annoying.
Well, I do see your point there. So, why did you choose me, then?
That, my dear Kika, falls into the category of spoilers. And I'm afraid I can say no more for fear of revealing too much too soon.
Rats.
Rats? Where are the rats?
No, there aren't any rats here. It was my choice of expletive.
Oh, that was a close one. I really hate rats.
Hey, I have a question, if I may.
Sure. Why not?
Who's Annihilation Bot? I've never heard of her.
Well, again, that falls under spoilers. You see, her presence here is a sort of a precursor of things to come. She's a villain from the future. And, well, that's all I can say.
She's not that enforcer thing in disguise, right? Because that'd be really lame.
No, not the enforcer. The enforcer was unavailable for some reason. Believe me, we tried our best to locate him, but it's as if he has ceased to exist.
Rats! 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 I heard rats!
Wow, I've never heard a tree scream before.
Nor me. It's put me off bonsai for life.
Yeah, he screams like a little girl.
Pathetic!
What's the matter, talky tree?
Rats! I saw rats. And you know I hate rats.
I see them! Ew! They're horrible! Hey, isn't that weird? I use the word rats as an expletive, and then suddenly there are real rats running around. I wonder if I have some kind of telekinetic ability to make objects and creatures appear at will. Perhaps that's why I'm here. Perhaps something happens to me, and I turn to, like, the dark side and begin to use my powers for evil? That's if I have telekinetic powers, of course. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Let me see if I can do it again. Jell-O! I demand there be raspberry Jell-O! I love Jell-O! I'd just love to see raspberry Jell-O dripping from the ceiling!
Nothing happened.
I know. Oh well, it was worth a try. It seems I don't have any evil powers. I think I'm relieved. I'm just gonna go away and think for a while. Call me if anything interesting happens.
Please! Somebody make the rats go away!
Holy cow, this is getting to be so tedious. Why did I agree to come here? Why?
Because you said it'd be a great opportunity for universal domination. Well, so far, all I can say to that is...
Getting back to the rodent situation, Dr. Philbot, you said you didn't have any rats.
I lied. Deal with it.
No, I, Annihilation Bot, will deal with it. The vermin have been annihilated.
You mean you put them out of my misery? Annihilation Bot, I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid... I'm not so sure of a love there is no cure for.
What are you doing? Are you actually attempting to sing?
I was moved. What can I say?
Oh, brother. Someone put me out of my misery. Hey, whoa. That was, sarcasm, guys. I wasn't serious, so put him away. Phew.
Minion? Minion, it looks like we need to send out for pizza or something. Ratatouille is off the menu.
No, stay away from me.
But I adore you. I mean it. My heart is just running away from me.
Please, no, stay away.
Oh, boy.
If I may say so, sir, you seem to be losing control of the meeting.
What the?
Oh, strange. It's...
What in the name of Santa Khan's arse?
Ugh, I'm covered in this stuff. What is it? And can someone get it off of me?
It looks like... Let me taste it.
Hey, watch where you're prodding.
Yes. It's what I thought. It's Jell-O, raspberry Jell-O.
Let me get this straight. Are you saying that a whopping great sludge of raspberry Jell-O just appeared from nowhere?
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's dripping from the ceiling.
This is the weirdest meeting I've ever been to.
Okay, everybody. In order for us to get this meeting back under control, I suggest we take a 10-minute break. You can feel free to take a walk, go to the bathroom, you know, chill out for a while, smoke them if you got them. We are adjourned for just a little while.
Oh, man. Smoke what if we got them?
Oh, for the love of...
Steady as she goes, Happy.
Aye, aye, Skipper.
I'm not exactly the skipper, Happy, but thanks anyway. We're approaching the wormhole. Take it easy. Don't rush. Let's keep this shuttle heading forward, nice and smooth, and get it there and back in one piece. I said, let's get it there and back in one piece, Happy.
Sorry, sir, but it's not my fault, I swear. See? I told you it'd be okay.
What do you think, Pooch? Is this really hyperspace?
It's really hard to tell. No one has ever entered hyperspace and lived to tell the tale.
What?
Now you tell us. If I'd known that, I wouldn't have signed on for this.
You didn't sign on for this, Happy. You had to come. Because the captain ordered you to come. Besides, you're the only pilot we've got.
All right. Well then, in that case, if you told me that before, I'd have committed suicide.
Just relax, guys. We're okay. We're here now, and we're still alive. I'll bet we'll come out of this relatively unscathed.
And how often do we come out of these situations unscathed, Pooch? Relatively or otherwise?
It's a fair point, Squeak, but I'm really just trying not to think about it.
Skipper, look!
Hey, something's coming into view.
What is it?
It kind of looks like a planet. It is. It's an ice planet.
Incoming message, Both.
Patch it through, Happy.
What is it, Pooch?
I think it's SantaCon music. Oh, no. I hope we're not about to be attacked by marauding SantaCon carolers. You read about this sort of thing, and it's never pretty.
What is that?
I don't want to look.
For once, I'm with Happy. I can't open my optical lenses. I'm too scared.
Hey, little guys, it's okay. Look! It's...
Ho, ho, ho!
Is it really him? What's happening? Oh, boy, it is him. It is him. It's SantaCon himself.
Ho, ho, ho! Happy SantaCon Day!
I don't believe this. The wormhole actually took us to SantaCon's hidden workshop in space. Everything's gonna be all right.
Hooray! We're saved! And so is SantaCon Day. Oh, I'm so happy. Get it? I'm actually happy. And that's my name!
Thank you.
Hello again, folks. We'll re-adjourn shortly.
So what's the hold-up now? I haven't got all day, you know. I've patients to see. Mostly writers, of course. They're a bunch of insecure nutcases.
We're still waiting for our 13th member. The meeting cannot begin without a full complement of 13 evil bots.
But I thought we established that the 13th member was dead and couldn't join us.
We're still verifying this. Now, excuse me for just a second. Minion?
Yes, Dr. Philbot.
Take a message to the weapons development team on the lower levels of the Dark Sphere. Tell them the raspberry jello bomb needs a little bit more work.
Message understood, Dr. Philbot. I shall do as you command.
Now, if I could just ask y'all to be patient a little while longer. I'm sure our 13th guest will be here very, very soon.
Oh, by Santa Claus' little blue balls, bells, I meant bells. Ah! Damn!
This is really getting tiresome. Look, can't we consider Captain Jammer's invisible friend, the accountant, as the 13th member, and just get on with this? I mean, for crying out loud, this is going nowhere. It can't be meant to go this way. It's nearly Santagon Day, for Pete's sake.
Now, who is Pete? I mean, you hear people say that, for Pete's sake. But what does it actually mean? I just don't get it.
Will someone just put him out of my misery?
Does it mean, for instance, that Pete, whoever he might be, has a personal stake in the outcome of a discussion, and that his very life is in jeopardy if the balance goes against him, resulting in Pete's safety or sake being in peril?
Look, you're overanalyzing again, Captain. It's just a saying. It doesn't necessarily mean anything. Why are we even talking about such trivial things? Shouldn't we actually be doing something? I mean, hello, the League of Evil Bots? Give me a break. More like the League of Boring Idiots, if you ask me.
I don't know. At least we're getting some paid work, right? We will get paid, right? Right? Money doesn't grow on trees, you know.
Ha! I actually got that pun.
What? Pun? I made a pun? And it was funny? What? I don't even get it! This is so not fair!
Oh, forget it. Duke is right. This meeting is silly. I wish I was back in my bed on the Titan II. Anywhere but here. The only thing that can make the situation any worse is if Dr. Grease Monkey actually did show up. But thankfully, that can never happen.
Yes, I, Dr. Grease Monkey, am here. Did you really think you were rid of me? And so easily? I mean, falling into an open chasm like that, it just screams, "She'll be back."
Wait a minute! You refer to yourself by a gender. It's true then. You are a girl bot.
Huh? What are you talking about? I can't believe it! Not only have you stolen my thunder, but... Damn! Now the world knows the truth about me! Or do they? I could have simply said that to throw everyone off. Yes! That's it!
Oh, brother.
And that's how we met SantaCon. It was quite an adventure.
Yeah, it sounds like it, Pudge.
though, it was nothing compared to what happened to you, Kika. I mean, finding yourself at the Dark Sphere the next moment after the Titan II self-destructed, and then learning that somehow the Titan II didn't self-destruct at all, and having to get a lift all the way back here with that, talking tree. That must have been, something else.
Oh, it was. I had to endure all of his boring puns all the way back here. Luckily, he decided not to stick around, and instead headed into that asteroid belt to find that Annihilator bot, or whatever her name was. But nothing can compare to having been on the Dark Sphere itself. I mean, it's huge.
Wow. That must have been a really amazing experience, Kika.
Oh, it was, Trevor. Believe me, it was.
So, tell us, Kika. Why do you think you were invited to the Dark Sphere to be a part of the League of Evil Bots in the first place? Any theories?
Well, I suppose I have a few, but I should probably keep those to myself. I mean, we don't want to spoil future revelations, now do we?
I suppose you have a point. So, what happened at that meeting? I mean, did Dr. Philbot actually ever get around to announcing his great plan for destroying Santacon Day?
Well, it should be really obvious. They never actually got around to carrying out any of their evil schemes. I mean, well, basically, they all got bored and really, really drunk. And then everyone just sort of went home. It was kind of an anticlimax, to be honest with you. But I feel pretty lucky. I mean, we are here, and we are celebrating Santacon Day as usual.
Oh, you do have a point, Kika. Oh, what a wonderful Santacon Day it's turned out to be. Our first one aboard the Titan II. Oh, it's so exciting. I'm loving it.
Me too. Especially considering we have Briscoe back with us again. It's a Santacon Day miracle. If you believe in that sort of thing, which I don't. But there it is. So, Pudge, what's on your mind? I can tell you're in deep thought. It's the way your optical lenses have that sort of glazed over thing going on.
Sorry, Kika. I was, just thinking about what you told us about, you know, about Dr. Grease Monkey. I mean, Dr. Grease Monkey is alive and well, just like Briscoe. It's also weird.
Yeah, weird is one word for it. Hey, I just had a thought.
And what was that, Kika? And why am I almost afraid to ask that question?
No, this is a good thought, Pudge. Briscoe is here with us on the Titan II, and it just seems to me that all is finally right with the universe again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I kinda do. I guess especially at this time of year, we should consider ourselves lucky and be very thankful for all that has happened. I mean, why question it? Briscoe is back with us, we're all alive and well, and it just feels like we're heading in the right direction at last. And that makes me feel really good for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, me too, Pudge. Hey, where is Briscoe anyway? Have you seen him, Trev?
Oh, he wanted to try out the new Gunkavac he got for Santacon Day, so he and P2 went down to the bathrooms on Deck 12 to check it out. I bet he's having such a lot of fun down there. I think I'll join them to see Briscoe in action. Oh, what fun that'll be! Ta-ta, girls!
Girls? Hey, Trev, but I'm not a girl bot.
Sorry, he's already gone, Pudge. What a mixed up bot that Trevor is.
Yeah, mixed up is one word for him, all right.
Okay, Pudge, you haven't explained what happened to you guys when you went through the wormhole. Don't keep me in suspense.
Well, what happened was...
So, you thought you'd get to find out what Pudge and the others got up to during the bits we didn't reveal earlier. Fooled ya. I know, we suck. You feel cheated. What a ripoff, that's what you're thinking. Oh, well, tough noogies to you. Hey, we're free spirits here at Dream Realm Enterprises. We can change the format at will. Just cause. Anyway... Despite the fact that we ended this one on a cliffhanger, doesn't mean we have any intention of resolving anything. In fact, we're just moving on and forgetting the whole thing. Yep, if you want to know what happened with Santacon and all that stuff, you'll just have to write your own story. There's an idea. Anyhow, here's the end credits for your listening enjoyment. Oh, and before that, a brief word from Santacon himself. Enjoy.
Ho, ho, ho! And for more with me, listen at the end of the credits for a bonus scene featuring me and my meeting with the impressionable, lovable Briscoe. Ho, ho! It's going to be really cute. Trust me on this.
Well, that was odd.
More like that totally sucked. I mean, imagine it. Leaving this year's holiday special on a cliffhanger like that? What a cop-out.
Hey, wait a minute. They've also just broken down the fourth wall again. I thought that was taboo nowadays.
Me too. I wonder what that's all about.
have been listening to the 2009 holiday special of Robots of the Company. Yes, it was the League of Evil Bots Part 3, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell and Vince Staden, and which starred, in order of appearance, Abner Sinares as Dr. Octagus, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Fizz Gizzet, Jeff Niles as Dr. Philbutt, Danny Cutler as Kika, Kim Russell as Lou Lavelle, Ted Gray as Excelsior, Andrew Dorfman as Talky Tree, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Dr. Freud Botticus, Shane Harris as Brick Jammer, Cat Waterflame was Commander Duke Mikado, Valina Cutler was Annihilation Bot, Victor Alpha was Minion, Dave Weaver was Colonel Clicks, Joe J. Thomas was Putch, Jonathan Patrick Russell was Happy, and that's also who he played, Sally Wiggett was Squeak, John Morse was Santicon, Sally Wiggett was Dr. Grease Monkey, David Ault was Trevor, Tim Barber was Expositron 1, Ellie Hirschman was Expositron 2, and Kyle Boers was Briscoe. The Robots of the Company holiday theme tune was composed and performed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The associate producer and post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The co-producer was Vince Staden. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Robots of the Company was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. We were as happy as a ship full of bots can be during the making of this audiogram. Join us in December of 2011 for another holiday special, one we like to call Holiday in Time, or the SantaCon Day Origin. Take your pick. That's right. We'll be back, and it's SantaCon time again. Imagine that. Well, we have been away for like 2 years. After the holidays, though, are all over and done with, things will kick off nicely in the new year with our sixth and possibly final season of Robots of the Company. That's right, the holiday special kicks off our brand new season of shows, so you won't want to miss any of that, so don't. Until then, this is the Creditor, wishing you and yours a very happy holiday.
Ho, ho, ho! Happy Shantikon Day! Ho, ho!
Oh, it's you! It's really you! It's SantaCon! Zippity-doo! And you're holding a puppy. How cute! Oh, and you're also holding a kitten. How sweet!
Ho, ho, ho! See? I told you it'd be really cute. Now, aren't you glad you stayed tuned in for that? Ho, ho, ho! Happy holidays to everyone! Ho, ho, ho! Oh, Santa needs a drink.
This has been a production of Dream Realm Enterprises. Copyright 2009. All rights reserved.